The thing about Southern style sweet tea. I grew up with it, by the way. If you're gonna make sweet tea, there's a key to it. There's something that you have to do. And folks who don't drink sweet tea will argue that this is not true. And they'll say, oh, no, that's not, don't do that, you ruin the tea. Here's the thing. If you're going to make sweet tea, you have to, number one, get the water really, really hot, boiling. Number two, you have to add the sugar while that water is hot. And people who don't drink sweet tea will say that's not true. You can add the sugar after, but we can't take the sugar out once you've added it. Which is true. You can't take the sugar out once they've added it. But once you've poured the tea over ice, you've lost your chance to add the sugar. It just won't work. You'll end up adding more sugar to that tea, to a glass, than if you just put it in the beginning. I don't know if that's actually true, but I mean, that's the way it seems to me. It's like you find yourself just constantly adding sugar to try to get it to the sweetness, versus if you'd added it in the beginning, it would be done. So my suggestion to you is this. If you've got people coming over, and you know some people want sweet tea, and you've got people coming over, and some of them don't want sweet tea, make two pitchers of tea. One sweet and one without.